Radio Daily for hot diggity damn. Finally, Frackin' Friday. I'm sorry if you work weekends. I know that's going to be annoying as all get out if I talk about the end of the week, but then you probably don't have to deal with an anti-Friday, so it's going to be a wash. We're going to call that a wash. Hey, it's the 23rd of June, 2017. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that you know gets a little stressed at the end of the week. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Oh, shut up, you panhead. You make me fat.
That's no way to talk to your supervisors there at the day job. Hi, I'm the very eloquent and loquacious and wonderful Billy Flynn.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Well, thank you. What happened on this fine, fine day, sir?
That's one of my favorite quotes from that movie. In 1775, the first American-made book entitled Impenetrable Secret is advertised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
1868, Christopher Latham Scholes, Carlos Glidden, and Samuel L. Soule of Milwaukee, Wisconsin are granted a patent entitled Improvement in Typewriting Machines. The Scholes and Glidden typewriter is only equipped with capital letters, so it's shouting, and typists can't tell if they're making errors because the paper can't be seen as it's being typed upon.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
Speaking of improvements, in 1926, the College Board administers the first SAT exam.
I wonder how they
did. That's not an improvement.
1928, in Germany, a rocket-powered automobile built by Opel crashed during testing after reaching a speed of 156 miles per hour. They couldn't line up their oscillation overthruster.
Oof, slammed right into a mountain. That's a damn shame. I'm sure Bonsai will get it on the next try. In 1938, the first oceanarium opens in Marineland in St. Augustine, Florida.
1961, an X-15 jet airplane sets a new world speed record traveling over 3,000 miles an hour at Edwards Air Force Base. Well, at least it started there because the base is not that big.
Yes, suck it, 156 miles per hour. In 1982, according to Twin Galaxies, Scott Carter, age 17, scores a record-setting 179,600 points after playing Atari's Space Duel arcade game for 32 minutes at the Time Zone Arcade in Mountain View, California.
And people said hell would freeze over if that happened. And oddly enough, that same day in 82, an all-time historical low temperature of 117 negative degrees Fahrenheit recorded at the South Pole.
In 1989, Warner Brothers releases a superhero film, Batman, directed by Tim Burton and starring Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Kim Basinger, Billy Dee Williams, and Jack Palance.
In the palindromic year 1991, Sega Enterprises introduces its flagship game, Sonic the Hedgehog, for the Sega Genesis.
1997, Eastman Kodak Company and Motorola Incorporated announces a technology partnership to develop new, lightweight, inexpensive digital cameras. The move is an effort to compete with Japanese competitors.
2003, Linden Lab launches the multiplayer online virtual world, Second Life, which we're all actually a part of. It's The Matrix.
14 years ago. That game is 14 years old. That's crazy. And in 2008, technology research firm Gartner reports that the number of personal computers in use around the world has exceeded 1 billion. The firm also reports that while 58% of computers are owned by U.S., Japanese, or European users, emerging markets are projected to account for 70% of the next billion computers.
You think someone would update that? I mean, that's been 9 years. Come on now. Birthdays?
Mariel Jaffe, 28 years old, Aphrodite Girl in Percy Jackson and Scream 4.
Melissa Rauch is 37, best known for being Bernadette and incredibly hot on The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, hell yeah. And also in the Gersperms video from Hard and Firm. Check that out on Nerdist channel. We've also got Joel Edgerton. He was in episodes 2 and 3. Remake of The Thing, and Exodus Gods and Kings.
Happy 43rd, Joel. Selma Blair is 45 years old from Cruel Intentions, Hellboy, Legally Blonde, and Kath and Kim, a TV show that only existed because they kept showing her ass.
Martin Klebb is 60 years old, Marty in Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Frances McDormand is 60 from Raising Arizona, Fargo, Burn After Reading.
Brian Brown, 70 years old from FX, Gorillas in the Mist, and Cocktail.
Ted Shackelford is 71 from Knott's Landing and Space Precinct. You know you love that show, Space Precinct.
I'm looking forward to Dynasty, Planet Jupiter soon. No longer with us, born this day in 1916, we've got Irene Wirth from the 1972 King Lear and Death Trap.
1925, Miriam Carlin from The Rag Trade and The Lady with Very Interesting Artwork in A Clockwork Orange. I think you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Clockwork Orange isn't on television, but what is on CBS, we've got a rerun of MacGyver, Hawaii Five-0, and Blue Bloods.
On ABC, it's a new What Would You Do?
Not watch ABC. On NBC, we've got Audition 4 on America's Got Talent.
On Fox, U.S. Open Golf. That's right. Friday nights, watch people hit a golf ball, not in a humorous manner.
Well, and Friday night, everybody's trying to put something in a hole. On CW, we've got the finale of The Originals.
Freeform is back to showing Harry Potter movies as a Chamber of Secrets will be on.
AMC has Avatar.
A&E, live PD. It's PD, live.
Bravo has Vacation.
Disney Channel, it's a new Stuck in the Middle with Andy Mack and Bizardvark following.
Comedy Central has Wedding Crashers.
So okay, Food Network will be showing ginormous food. So I guess they're going to a con.
On FX, they've got Days of Future Past.
On FXX, The Simpsons, they have Simpsons Bible Stories, Spring Face, and Lisa Eats Insects. But I thought she was a vegetarian.
On History Channel, we have Ancient Aliens Declassified, The Third Reich, and Alien Technology.
IFC, your independent film channel, will be showing the independent films, the Die Hard Marathon.
On MTV, it's got The Hangover.
BBC America with 300.
Sci-Fi has a new Dark Matter and Winona Earp.
TNT is showing what I consider to be the best Michael Bay film ever, The Rock.
Agreed. VH1 has Forrest Gump.
Jenny, I want to show you The Rock. If we're watching anything this fine evening, though, it's going to be the Chiller Network, because a father and son become stranded in the wild and have to confront their past to survive. Tonight, Lance Henriksen and Jimmy Gonzalez, it's In the Blood.
Once again, it's time for Bag O' Mail.
Ron Howard has taken over directing the Han Solo movie, replacing Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Filming is set to resume July 10th. I wonder what role Clint Howard will be offered. I wonder if Nia Numb's going to be in this film. Now the story of a wealthy movie franchise who lost everything, and the one director who had no choice but to keep them all together. I also wanted to mention that the new Watchmen series will have a hard time surpassing American Gods for full frontal male nudity. Giggity, giggity. That's from Carol over at Guardians of the Geekery, which is a geek bakery. The best of my knowledge. I can't imagine what else it would be.
No, it's a fantastic podcast. You should definitely check it out. In fact, I was recently on an episode.
Wow. Cross-promoting yourself. That's outstanding. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. Send promos if you still make those. Are we the only ones? I can't believe that. Drop the note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. What other shows are you going to be on coming up soon?
Got a Riot Kittens show tonight. It's a burlesque show.
Oh, I meant podcast-wise.
Just this one on Tuesday's episode.
There you go. So look forward to that, kids. Yeah.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia like The Magic and Save a Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/MetricuLA. See you there.
My name is Timothy C. Ward. I wrote a book called Mind Swimmers After Turkey Bacon, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And if you ever get to read Mind Swimmers and Turkey Bacon, I suggest you do it, because damn, that's a fine, fine time. You're finally Frackin' Friday episode. We need to find out what it is you're going to go do.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Indeed, indeed. What do people have tickets for tonight already?
On our comedy section, we've got Ripped, starring Faison Love, Russell Peters, Alex Menendez, and Bridger Zadana. Best Buds, Harrison Reeves, smoke top secret CIA weed in 1986 and wake up 30 years later. Now older and fatter, the two decide to take stoner entrepreneurship to an even higher level.
So this is that Dennis Hopper flashback thing, but without Keanu Reeves as an annoying FBI agent? Never heard of that one. A Beginner's Guide to Snuff. Joey Kern, Luke Edwards, Bree Williamson, and Brad Greenquist. Two brothers decide to make the most convincing pseudo snuff film ever and have Nicolas Cage track down the story. And they decide not to tell the victim that it's staged. And of course, the whole thing goes south. They pick the wrong victim and find the tables turned on them.
And I'll throw in our comedy section merely because it's kind of funny they keep making these. Transformers The Last Night, starring Mark Wahlberg, Josh Duhamel, and Sir Anthony Hopkins, obviously needing to make an alimony payment. The Last Night shatters the core myths of the Transformers franchise and redefines what it means to be a hero. Well, reading the source material will certainly help you. Anyway, humans and Transformers are at war. Optimus Prime is gone, but he's in the trailers and a jerk. The key to saving our future lies buried in the secrets of the past. Oh, are they bringing back the Dinobots? In the hidden history, a.k.a. not canon, of Transformers on Earth.
Maybe it's the Transformers missing link. The Bad Batch is limited release with Keanu Reeves, Suki Waterhouse, Diego Luna, Jason Momoa. A young woman is abandoned in a Texas wasteland where she's captured by cannibals. Happens.
Yeah, all the time. That's why I don't go through Texas anymore. We've also got The Beguiled, Nicole Kidman, Ellie Fanning, Kirsten Dunst, and Colin Farrell. The Beguiled unfolds in a girls' school in the state of Virginia in 1864. As the Civil War rages, the Miss Martha Farnsworth Seminary for Young Ladies, that's a hell of a name, has been sheltered from the outside world until the day wounded Union soldiers discovered nearby and taken in. Not written by M. Night Shyamalan, but, you know, there you go.
I believe Colin Farrell gets to have sex with every one of those ladies in that movie. The Big Sick, Ray Romano, Bo Burnham, Carl Brunhauer, Kumail Nanjiani, written for his wife Emily Gordon. It's the story of a couple who deals with their cultural differences as their relationship grows. Aww.
I'm really looking forward to that. There's a hell of a lot of awesome indie comics in there, as well as Ray Romano. But Bo Burnham, fantastic comedian. Kurt Brownoler, he had a TV show on Comedy Central, Bunk, which was delightful. And Kumail Nanjiani, who's a fellow podcaster, along with his wife, Emily Gordon. They do a couple video gaming podcasts and all kinds of awesome. So he's really funny. So I'm looking forward to that flick. But if none of those inspire the mutant in you, build yourself an interocitor, because Svengoolie has the film that took 2.5 years to craft, according to its actual marketing. That was a selling point. Witness the supreme excitement of our time, presented in Technicolor. See the film that inspired the lost skeleton of Cadavera. It's 1955's This Island Earth.
But it's not going to be the same without the bots.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Thanks to Sony's 1999 deal, they have Spidey. Then the deal got cut to let Spidey be part of the MCU. And now part of the Sony Spideyverse is going to be part of the MCU. Whatever. The 99 deal gives Sony access to 900 of the characters from Spider-Man. And it seems they're going to put as many of those in a movie as they can, since comic movies now print money. So here's your Spidey update, some of which is in flux. Ruben Fleischer's Venom with Tom Hardy. Apparently the big bad in that one's going to be Carnage. And if you remember, Tom Hardy is going to pop in at least for a cameo with Spidey. So Venom exists in a time frame where Spidey is still in high school and Carnage exists? Okay. Allegedly, they're also working on films for Kraven the Hunter and Mysterio, which better be Bruce Campbell or else what's the point? Not going to be Sinister Six, so get your mind out of that. And the Spider-Man Homecoming sequel will not have Iron Man in it, but will have another Marvel Studios character who'll be in it just as much, because you have to have one of their characters. No word on when they're actually going to get us that Spider-Man Dune buggy, because damn it, that needs to be in a film. Ooh, maybe Morgan Freeman will finally show up as Easy Reader.
Ooh, Easy Reader. You know, when you mentioned that Carnage was going to be the bad guy, I got a little sad. I was hoping it was Don Carnage from Tailspin. But Ethereum is an alternative digital currency to Bitcoin, because someone figured out if you make money even less real, then why not make your own version so you can get that proverbial fat cash? On Wednesday, one multi-million dollar market sell order had a hiccup and caused the price of Ethereum to crash as low as 10 cents from around $319 in about a second on the GDAX cryptocurrency exchange. It has since rebounded from its flash crash lows to trade to about $325 on the GDAX exchange. According to industry and price tracking website CoinMarketCap, which takes into account the price on several exchanges, Ethereum was traded around $338. Adam White, the vice president of GDAX, CoinDex, which is run by U.S. firm Coinbase, posted on the exchange blog outlining what took place around 12:30 on Wednesday. According to White, the multi-million dollar market sell order resulted in a number of orders being filed from $317.81 to $224.48. Many on social media criticized GDAX and alleged there was some sort of illegal shenanigans taking place. GDAX denied this. White also noted these trades are final and will not be reversed. The exchange temporarily halted trading of Ethereum on Wednesday before restoring the system shortly after. As well as the issues on GDAX, the investor demand at the funding launch for an Ethereum-based messaging app called Status clogged the Ethereum network. Some people lucked into buying a bunch of this at 10 cents apiece. Some lost thousands. Now, the Duke Brothers seat in the exchange was, sold, and all assets of Duke and the Brothers themselves were seized.
Hopefully somebody from Zamunda will take pity on them. 500 years after the revolutionary printing presses spread news of Martin Luther's radical call for church reform across Europe, technology is again challenging religious tradition in the small German town of Wittenberg. So take heed, wretched sinners. One day in the not-too-distant future, a robot may indeed show you the path to robot heaven lies in the good book, 3.0. Over in Germany, members of a Protestant church have built a bot they call Bless You 2 to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It can deliver blessings in five different languages and recite verses from the Bible. For now, Bless You 2 isn't meant to be a replacement for members of the clergy. Its creator, Stephen Krebs, is careful to note that the bot could never substitute for pastoral care. He says the real point in building it is to spark discussion about whether or not robots have a role to play in religion. Not quite as intense as Luther nailing the 95 Theses up, but, you know, definitely a good way to get people thinking and talking. Now, he says his team have wanted people to consider if it is possible to be blessed by a machine or if a human being is needed. Not surprisingly, he's received some very critical feedback from churchgoers. Still, we're living in an era when eyes are fixed on screens and robots like this one will be part of our everyday lives soon enough. So maybe Bless You 2 is just the thing to get tech-obsessed people interested in doing a little soul-searching, or at the very least, it can keep the rest of the robots from falling in with that nasty robot devil and burning for eternity in robot hell, or at least a millennia in plugatory.
I see what you did there. I wonder during its first sermon if it's going to say that Transformers shall not lay with GoBots. We'll find out. U.S. Girl Scouts as young as 5 years old will soon. That's right. I just referenced a sketch that I helped write. U.S. Girl Scouts as young as 5 years ago will soon be able to earn their first ever cybersecurity badges. 18 of these merit badges will be launched by the Girl Scouts of the USA starting in September of 2018. The organization's press release states, the education program, which aims to reach as many as 1.8 million Girl Scouts in kindergarten through sixth grade, is being developed in a partnership between the Girl Scouts and Palo Alto Networks, a security company. The goal is to prevent cyber attacks and restore trust in digital operations by training tomorrow's diverse and innovative team of problem solvers equipped to counter emerging cyber threats, Mark McLaughlin, the chief executive officer of Palo Alto Networks, said in the release. The move is to instill a valuable 21st century skill set in girls, best known for cookie sales, is also aimed at eliminating barriers to cybersecurity employment, such as gender and geography, says Sylvia Aceveda, the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA. No word yet if the Girl Scouts will be able to take what they've learned and use it to threaten you with a hack if you don't buy them out of their Savannah smiles. Nobody likes Savannah smiles.
No.
Women remain vastly underrepresented in the cybersecurity industry, holding just 11% of jobs globally, according to a recent study by ISC2, an international nonprofit focused on cybersecurity. So watch out, cyber crooks. You are up against 2.6 million green berets.
Dun, dun, dun. Researchers at the University of the West of England, UWE Bristol, discovered technology that they created to generate electricity by cleaning organic waste, which also happens to kill harmful bacteria. Microbial fuel cell system can successfully clean organic waste, like urine, your pee, to the extent where it's safe to release it back into the environment. The same procedure generates enough electricity to charge a smartphone or to power lighting. Scientists Ionis Iropoulos and John Greenman developed a special process that involves wastewater flowing through a series of cells which fill with electroactive microbes which attack and eliminate potentially deadly salmonella. That pathogen, of course, according to the CDC, causes 1 million foodborne illnesses in the U.S. every single year, like 380 deaths a year, 19,000 people in the hospital. The hope is for that this fuel cell tech will be able to go to third world countries that lack sanitation, and it could be used, installed in homes to clean waste before it flows into municipal sewage networks, since it's getting dumped into our lakes and rivers anyway. Pee creates electricity and can stop salmonella. So if that alleged presidential video surfaces, Donnie can now just claim that he was doing some scientific research. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. That'll be the weirdest damn episode of Bill Nye ever. I swear to God, man. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and go pick up the app and, you know, and subscribe on and like us on Facebook and just make us your entire life, or at least a little more than you have now. Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you because we do get lonely. So have yourself a fantastic weekend, and we will catch you on the other side.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
That was lame.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Good night, everybody.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
The world is not in your books and maps. It's out there.
Okay, this is Dwight's second life. He's on it all the time. So much so that his little guy here has created his own world. It's called Second Life for those people who want to be removed even further from reality.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's really in pain. Who's that?
Oh, it's just my avatar guy, whatever.
He looks a lot like you. How much time did you spend on that?
Not much. It's just for tracking Dwight, so.
Right. You're a sports writer in Philadelphia? Nice build, too.
Yep.
You have a guitar slung on your back. I did not know you played guitar.
Why don't we go back to the animation?
No, I want to see more of Philly Jim. I want Philly Jim.
Show me how this works.
Oh.